Greetings, Earthlings, and welcome to Live from Zarloth, a bi-weekly improv newscast from the depths of space, hand-delivered to your ugly front door by Shoulder Knife. At this time, we ask that you relax, boot up your improbability drive, and enjoy. Long live Zarloth!
Good evening, subjects of the Empire. You are listening to Live from Zarloth. At your number one resource for breaking news, I'm Herc Dercules.
And I'm Ron Spackman.
And it is our honor to bring you tonight's top stories from across the cosmos. And it is extra special being back now that we are not trapped in a mine or trapped in a broom closet or being pushed through a wormhole through time. I'm in my own chair, Ron.
It feels amazing. I'm in mine. I'm not in yours. I'm in mine.
Why'd you say it like that?
I like to clarify things more. I feel like in my last time, my last stint as an anchor, I feel like things slipped away from me, that I wasn't as honest as I could have been. Some things I just didn't know. But while we were suffering, lost to time, I hear you here at a loyal viewership were also suffering as Tomlin did his best to anchor the show and just talked about his pets for 4 episodes straight. We are very sorry about that.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty bad time. For those who maybe didn't listen, here is a brief segment of one of Tomlin's episodes. Enjoy.
This life from Zarloth.
Pull it together, Tomlin, please!
I'm sorry! This has been life from Zarloth!
The episode has to keep going.
I don't have anything else to talk about.
Anything you want, Tomlin, please. We have airtime.
Anything I want?
Anything, Tomlin, please.
I was in orange for 10 minutes.
What was that like, Tomlin?
Let's cut.
No, we don't cut.
Let's cut.
It's live.
He was doing his level best.
Yeah, he was fighting for his life. It did not. You were dying up there, Tomlin.
You know, not everyone was made for this. And I feel like, it's been brought to my attention that everyone heard the comms during the tentacle ball game and that people heard a series of events regarding maybe something from my past where maybe I was made from toothpaste and not from rosemary and carrots. Who knows if that's real, though?
We just want to set the record straight. I think what Ron is getting at is that everything that you heard was true, and it does seem that Ron perhaps was never made for news in the first place.
We can neither confirm nor deny whether or not
we are now confirming that Ron was never made for news.
How?
Well, when you play back the tape, there's a very pivotal moment where this guy says,
"Fill his birthing tube with toothpaste."
That resonated with me.
Firstly, a hauntingly accurate impression.
I'm good at impressions.
Okay. Here's the thing. Let me be perfectly transparent.
Please.
I know, in my soul of souls, when I look at my 5 eyes in the mirror, I see a news anchor, whether he was made from toothpaste, or carrots, or rosemary, or from gummies. I don't care.
Gummies?
Yes, gummies. It makes them doctors. That's how you get Gomodian doctors. You put gummies in there. Flintstone gummies.
Yeah, no follow-up.
Very good.
Continue, please.
Why are you making a air quotations mark with your hand?
I'm not.
Oh, it's just like old times. I can't win here. I can't win in this room. This room has helped. Maybe I should be back at the break room in the past.
Oh,
they were
you
so
don't
great
want
to me
go
in the
back
break room.
To the break room.
They were
that.
Right in the bake room.
Larry, the bake room.
The bake room.
Bake room.
He's making fun of me. I have to get to the past.
I'm sorry, Ron. We've been through a traumatic experience, and my tendency, my go-to, it would seem, is to make fun of Ron in situations such as this. I'm sorry, Ron. You're a great anchor. I didn't mean any of it.
Well, thank you. And, for you listening at home, if you concur, hey, fill out that survey in your inbox.
To be clear, there may not be a survey in your inbox when you check, but you should keep checking.
But if you signed up for livefromzarloth@gmail.com and sent in an email, you will be receiving a survey this very week.
Yep. That's right.
It'll be detailed and have a fully accurate website completely built with it.
Yep, that's what's happening. Well, this is a really unfortunate turn of events. Can we please get to some news? It's been like 4 weeks since we've done news.
You know, I'm itching for it. Frankly, it is kind of nice to be back in the chair. And do we have some news to catch up on?
I'm so excited. News, I can't wait to just get to the news with no interruptions.
You mind if I rip the Band-Aid off, if I get right into it?
Take it away.
All right. Take it away. I've been hankering for it. I practiced this in one of my rooms last night.
Okay.
Breaking news! I missed that jingle so much.
It's beautiful.
It's lovely. We need to pay that guy more.
Oh, yeah. You did a good job.
The Bismarckian School of Babies has been under intense scrutiny.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Is this live from Zarlath?
How'd you get in here?
Hey, are you Hurt down. Hercules? Are you Ron Spackman?
I am. Please put the gun down.
Hey, look, I'm sorry. I have a concealed carry for this, okay?
It's not concealed, is it?
It's not concealed. It's in your hand.
It's concealed. Look how big my hand is. Look, you can't even see it anymore.
It is a
big
tiny gun. Baby hand.
Where'd the gun go?
It's inside my hand. Why would I tell you where it is?
Sorry, it just disappeared so quickly.
Truly phenomenal.
Anyway,
how well you
back to why
it.
I barged in
yeah,
here.
Yeah, right. Yeah. What is
Are you Hercules?
Absolutely.
Are you Ron Spackman?
I am, yes. Hello.
Did you two land a time machine outside?
Well, yes.
At Rate Field,
inside
yes.
Rate Field outside. Yes. It's right outside.
Did you release poison into the air?
Well, I don't think so.
Well,
that
you
doesn't
did.
Sound like... Oh. Okay, so it was a rhetorical question.
You hurt my baby.
You had a... We hurt your baby?
You
a
hurt child. My sweet, all-knowing, all-encompassing, emotional support squid.
Hold on just a second.
Look at him!
Whoa!
He is
look
a,
at him! This is not what he's supposed to look like.
I was going to say, a squid usually has more than one tentacle.
Yeah, and he's
he
green.
Had nine!
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, most do.
Nine.
So, let me get this straight. The squid was not green before. It had nine tentacles before, and now has one.
It was a lovely maroon color.
So, was the squid walking around Rape Field?
Yes, where else do you walk in all-knowing, all-encompassing emotional support squid?
Rape Field from Southside Chicago
exactly.
is the place.
That's the spot.
That is where we walk Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 11 to 12, which is when you two landed your time machine.
I do have to take a certain amount of personal responsibility, as we did select what time we wanted to come back to, but at the same time...
So you admit it. You admit culpability.
I admit culpability,
you
but
admit
I...
You admit culpability.
I also
can't
admit this.
Believe you did
that's what
that.
I admit your squid was suicidal. If he is all-knowing, he knew we were coming.
Not suicidal. How dare you,
oh,
sir?
Is he
my
omniscient or not?
Let's take a step back. Your squid did know we were coming and decided to still be walked. That time, that
because
place.
Because my squid is an emotional support squid. He knows that if we get off of our normal track, things will not be okay. So, and things are not okay.
So think of it this way. Your squid, your beloved squid, sacrificed his
life. His name is
Percy.
Was Percy. It's past tense because he's dead.
He's not. Oh God, he died.
Oh, while
you
we were talking.
You killed my
while
squid.
We were talking.
Oh, man.
My
sorry, I was putting together context clues. I agree with Herc. He did take one for the team for you. I'm sorry, I never got your name.
I wish this was a Tomlin episode.
Baby.
I don't know what to do.
Sweet little squid.
Yeah, he's so sweet, Ron.
Come
this is,
back to
this
mommy
is terrible.
Percy.
This is a mess. This wouldn't have happened in the break room in the past.
Yeah, with Larry.
This is your fault.
Wait. I see his squid chest going up and down.
Percy, you didn't leave your mommy. Oh, I will love you. I don't care if you only have one tentacle and are green instead of your beautiful maroon. I will love you for the rest of both of our lives because we will die at the same moment. That is the deal. That is, in fact, the deal, Percy.
You made a deal with the squid? With the,
do
with
you
Percy?
Not know anything about all-knowing, all-encompassing squids? You make deals with them.
I didn't even know that.
He knows the moment of all of our demises.
Whoa.
This is why you can't kill him with your poisoned air and your time machine.
May I ask a follow-up question? Does the squid speak?
No.
So he knows everything?
Yeah.
presumably knows how to talk.
No. That would be weird. How would a squid talk?
He's got a beak. What are you talking about? That's insane. You sound crazy.
That is so offensive to me.
That was out of
line.
You are
trying to say that my squid knows how to talk.
I'm
speak
sorry.
For we are telekinetically connected.
I see. So you know when you shall die as well.
Correct.
Did he write it down?
No, I'm not allowed to write it down. Oh. That's just tempting fate right there.
What was I thinking?
That was rude of both of us.
If you write down your future, it could very well change. You have to leave it just out there.
So it sounds like you're pretty okay with the time of your death.
Oh, yeah. No, I've got like 45 minutes left.
Oh, well, that's pretty good. Some people don't even have
and
that.
And I'm going to use every single minute of that to bring you to town.
Oh, now hold on.
That's right.
Hold
on. No, you ruined my poor little squid's life.
I mean, he seems to be... Oh, see, he's happily sitting on the window. He's trying to break through the window.
Well, of course he is. You think he wants to sit in here with the two men who poisoned him?
Well, we're 50 stories up. It's a pretty nasty fall.
Percy, get back over here.
Yeah, careful, Percy.
Mommy said no flying today. We've those only got windows, 43 and a half minutes left.
Those windows don't lock, Percy. He's flipping us off.
Which is pretty impressive.
Can you blame him? It's a pretty impressive with his one tentacle, isn't it? It was really good with nine, which you would know if you had not poisoned my squid.
Yeah, I wish that hadn't happened. I think we can solve this. I think we can solve this thing. I think we can beat it. I think we can come to some kind of understanding.
I'm listening.
Yes.
And we don't want you to spend the last, 42 minutes of your life
42
angry.
42 minutes and 12 seconds.
Oh, it's counting down, Ron.
Six. Three.
All right, this is wasting the rest of my life, okay?
Well, I don't want you to spend that time angry.
Well, I spent most of my life angry, but okay.
Yeah.
That's really
Space Consin, am I picking up the accent correctly?
Yes, do you know Space
Consin? Oh, I know Space Consin. I go to the Mells.
I love the Mells. Oh my goodness, have you ever been on the boats up there?
Oh, they're lovely.
Oh my goodness, when they go over the waterfalls and everyone in the boat dies for 3 minutes, it is
That's crazy.
It's a spiritual experience.
It is literally breathtaking.
Yeah.
Literally.
I watched a Packers game in a bar up there.
Did you? Are you a Packers fan?
No.
Oh.
It was an accident.
I thought maybe we were having a moment here, but no, if you're
It was more of a revenge thing.
So let me get this straight. You hurt my squid. You poisoned my squid.
Yep.
Accidentally.
And you don't like the Packers.
Yep.
Well, no one likes the Packers.
I am going to spend the next 40 minutes and 12 seconds of my life making you two pay.
Breaking news! In politics, a young Zargnaut from Zargis 7 reportedly dropped his Zarg cream cone onto the sidewalk. The incident resulted in the tasty treat being completely ruined and the young Zargnaut bursting into tears. When asked for a statement, he had this to say, quote, "Are we just here to suffer? Is the rising and setting of our 18 suns some kind of great cosmic joke? You look around and see smiling faces, but I see the pain and iniquity hidden by shallow masks created to lure us into a false sense of harmony. This morning, I held a tasty treat in my hand, but this afternoon I see nothing but forgotten dreams of deliciousness dashed on the sidewalk. Also, my hands are sticky. Don't forget to include that. It's really important. Please write it down. My hands are sticky." End quote.
It's what we in the business call a slow news day.
Did you really just waste a minute and 30 seconds of my life so I had to listen to that?
Yeah, pretty much.
It feels like a very important sunset passage for you as someone who
will
go the way of his ice cream
cone.
It's
something to take to heart. Yeah.
How dare you compare a life, a space Consinian life, to an ice cream cone?
It's all fleeting.
I don't think you two have. It's all feeding?
Fleeting.
Fleeting.
It's my lateral lisp. Don't make fun of me for my...
Your squid understood it.
Yeah, that's right. See, he's shaking his head.
No, he did not.
Oh.
No, he was just convulsing.
Oh, yeah,
he was convulsing from, the poison air.
Yeah.
Can we please get back to the issue at hand here? You poisoned my all-knowing squid, and I am about to die, and I have to make sure that there is retribution before I go.
All right, so, you know what? I've been through a lot. I can shoot straight. What manner of retribution would you like that you feel would be just?
Yeah, we can take it.
We can handle anything.
I want to take over live from Zarlath.
No, please!
Huh. That might go badly for Ron. What will we do while you take over live from Zarlath?
you can apologize to my squid.
We're just gonna, like, go into another room?
Nope. I want it on the air while I do breaking news stories in the background.
I'll meet you in the middle. I will give you one news story while I apologize to your squid in the background.
I will also apologize to your squid, and you can read this next upcoming news story. You can say the thing and everything.
May I cradle the squid?
He says yes.
Oh, excellent.
Gently, gently. He has been through a lot today.
Sorry, okay, sport.
We'll just be over here.
Breaking news! The Bismarckian School of Babies has been under intense scrutiny of late.
My bad.
After it came to late that their entire faculty came to late. That doesn't even make sense. You boys are terrible at your jobs.
That's Tomlin's.
That's Tomlin's, yeah.
That's Tomlin's ex.
After it came to, I'm guessing you meant light, that their entire faculty was babies.
Sorry, squid.
College-age students of the school grew suspicious of their teachers after a professor was seen sampling a small jar of milk during a standardized test.
You look good with one tentacle.
Afterwards, he was seen leaving the university campus in one of those little chairs with the wheels on the bottom that you can put your legs through and push yourself around in. But the top little part is also a tray for food. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we got you.
I was talking to the squid.
When pressed for comment, the professor had this to say.
Thank you for... Mama.
Wow. I feel like the squid is appeased. I'll be honest, I didn't hear anything about the news.
Yeah,
I
didn't hear a word of that news story. But...
Percy, come here.
Here goes, babe. Yep, careful, he's shaking up a little.
Well, of course he is. He doesn't like you.
Yeah, we shook him a little.
You shake babies when
you
they cry, right?
When they're crying.
My squid?
He wasn't crying, but we shook him.
Percy, did they shake you? No, why would they shake you?
Oh, you're jostling him pretty hard there.
No, give
him
a good shake there. It.
There's a technique.
Oh,
there's a technique to it.
We were doing it wrong.
Yeah, it's more of an up and a down motion, an up and a down.
We were doing side to side. Yep, that's our bad.
There is a percussive quality with Percy.
Yeah, we did poison him also.
You did. So actually, no, we are not yet appeased.
Oh, man!
I think at this point, I'm going to require, I'd say 35,000 credits.
Okay.
35,000 credits.
35,000 credits for the emotional distress that watching my squid hurt has been. And I would also like your time machine.
I'm going to be so real. The time machine was confiscated. And we are also on a bit of workplace probation because we allowed ourselves to be lost in time for so long.
There's a little bit of a thing. We're not really getting paid
for a little bit.
Would you like a room with my house?
Yeah, he's
Why
got lots
I want
of rooms.
A room in your house? I've got like 28 minutes left.
But they only have one thing in them.
Think of it as a tomb.
Yeah.
A tomb?
Then you could be the one thing in an empty
house?
Room. Yeah.
Oh,
it's a kind gesture where I come from.
You know what? I actually don't hate that idea. I will say, where I come from, inviting someone into your home is a very big deal.
Yeah,
Spaceconsin.
Yeah, Spaceconsin. We if we invite you over, also if we tell you to get hit by a deer, that's basically our way of saying I love you.
Get hit by a deer.
Get hit by a deer.
I'm gonna use that.
Well, yes. Well, Percy, not only am I sorry, but I hope you are struck by a deer.
Percy, get hit by a deer.
Oh, Percy.
Oh, he's wiggling.
He is wiggling. That means he likes you.
Oh, he likes us after we shook him.
You know, for being all-knowing, he seems to know that I like him, and I think he likes me.
Ron, that was nonsense.
That was nonsense.
No, I don't think so.
Percy says it's nonsense.
He is all-knowing.
Breaking news!
Had that one brewing for a while, didn't
you? Yeah, it's in there. It's in the throat. As part of the Friendly Galaxy Initiative, the great minds of Zarloff 1 created a kindly android named Frembus.
Oh.
Yeah. The purpose of this project was to release the friendly robot on a planet's surface, where he would then hitchhike across the entire world, greeting the various denizens and bringing much joy to the whole world with gifts of candy and helpful acts of service. For his inaugural voyage, Frembus was launched on planet Earth, where he was promptly beaten to death in Philadelphia. His dismembered parts are now being used by local buskers as street drums.
Wow.
Philadelphia is not a nice
place. Yeah, no.
Oh, I used to vacation on Kensington Avenue.
The city of brotherly beat up somebody.
I mean, really, that's what it is. I'm here to tell you, I have been to that city, and I have barely escaped with my life.
It's no space
crazy. Yeah. A space Wisconsin to Philadelphia on Earth is a wild leap.
Oh, it really is.
I can't think of anything more jarring.
It was very upsetting. I needed months to recover from that. I have to be very honest with you about that. I think it's still something that I carry inside me.
Yeah. It also like a disease?
Yeah. Like a disease. Philadelphia is really a disease.
In a way.
If you could take anything away from this episode, dear listeners, it should be this. That Philadelphia is a disease.
I think that's what I'd like my legacy to be. Oh. I have several. I would like my legacy to be Philadelphia is a disease, obviously.
Yep.
Ron Spackman and Hercules. I'm sorry, what was your last name?
No, you got it
right.
It's
Herc Dercules.
Herc Dercules.
My full name is
that's
Hercules.
What it is.
It's Hercules Dercules.
I knew it was something like that.
Yeah. That's canonically your full name?
I've just been going by Herc. My full name is Hercules Dercules.
You think I would have called you Herc if I knew your full name was Hercules Dercules?
That might have been why I didn't say anything about it. Yep. I am Hercules Dercules.
Unbelievable.
Well, I want everyone to know that you two are the worst people on the planet.
Thank you.
And after I go in about 25 minutes now, actually, yep. I think.
We're flying.
Yeah,
it's flying by. I want people to continue to persecute you to the fullest extent of the law.
Mm. They probably will. If I can pick you up on a small point.
Before
that, you had said that you had multiple legacies, I think. Maybe it was
Well, that
just,
was one of those.
Maybe
were two.
It was a snafu. I would like to hear the rest of your legacy.
Okay,
you must have seven or eight.
You must have seven or eight.
Obviously. Who doesn't? Do you not have seven or eight legacies?
Oh,
right,
I definitely.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Well, I've got thousands more years to go. I'll be around for a while.
Philadelphia is a disease.
Mm-hmm. Yes, one.
Ron Spackman and Hercules Dercules must be continually persecuted for the rest of time.
Yes.
And that includes once you become a soup.
Yes. Oh, man.
Yes.
Persecuted.
Well, I'll persecute
afterlife.
That soup.
Yes.
Yeah. Very quickly.
Three, justice for the all-knowing, all-encompassing squids. I feel that they are not an appreciated pet.
Yeah.
And I would like to see more justice done for them.
They're great to hold. I can confirm that.
Yeah, squishy. Yes.
Number four, go pack, go.
That is
in fact my legacy.
We're more scares, guys.
Yeah,
we support the Zarloffian scares.
Yeah.
Why?
They're always bad, but we like them.
No, they're terrible.
No, they struggle, but
it's
a lovable underbeast.
I like that new guy, Sven Bonson.
Sven Bonson.
Yeah.
He's the future.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I feel like every year the scares talk about how it's the future, and it never seems to be. I mean, it is the future, but
Sven Bonson is from the future.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
He's literally the future. We're not like trying to be used hyperbole.
He is the future.
He is in fact the future. I still don't see it. You're still the scares.
Yeah, we'll probably still be bad.
Yeah, so, okay. So those were,
that's four.
That's four.
Yeah.
That's
four of
yeah.
them right there. Okay, so number five is that I want clean air.
Oh, no can do.
Clean air for everyone.
That.
No poison air. Number six, that time travel is dangerous and we should stop it.
We can agree with that.
I think that anyone who has ever time traveled should be put to death. That is,
well,
that
let's
is
not
how
get
I feel
too
about
carried
that.
Away.
That feels like victim blaming.
Yeah.
No.
In a way, we are all traveling through time together.
Yeah,
forward.
But we're all going the right way through time.
Oh, so it's about direction.
Correct.
Wow.
Are you
so
directionist?
You just don't go both ways.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm extreme. Are you not directionist? You
I
think
like to
we
think of myself as progressive.
Backwards?
I think diagonal, side to side, up and down.
Diagonal. What? Now, what sort
I think
of
every direction is equal.
Are you talking about moving diagonally?
If I walk like a chess piece backwards, side to side, up, down. Diagonally. I've lost my train of thought.
Diagonally?
You ever play chess?
You know, Space Wisconsin is well known for its chess players.
Oh.
However, that is not my legacy. I was never really much of a chess player. However, one of my big legacies is
number
that
seven.
Number seven here is I am a champion buker player.
That's kind of a player, yeah.
Kind of a fact in a way.
It's a legacy though. I mean, I think a legacy is something you leave behind. Yeah. And I have won many, many Bucher trophies.
Would you demonstrate for us briefly?
Yeah, show us. Yeah,
oh, well, do you have two decks of dice?
I'm so glad you asked.
Yeah, right here. Yep.
Oh, okay. Okay. So here's what you do. So you take the decks of dice, right? Mm-hmm. And you kind of throw them up into the air. Oh. Right? And then, remember my concealed carry? And you just shoot as many as you can.
She just shot a gun in the studio.
Multiple times. With insane accuracy.
I'm going to say right now that I've been pressing the panic button under my desk since you walked in the room and nothing has happened.
I'm so glad you said that because there's been a beeping button under my desk.
Wait, did I not tell you guys on my way and I disconnected the panic buttons?
You disconnected. You specifically went into our wire box for the whole building, and you disconnected those panic buttons.
Oh well, that's my eighth legacy. I'm really, really good with wire boxes.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, is the ninth that you're going to kill us before you die? Because I'd rather you just shoot straight with us before shooting straight at Ron.
Yeah.
Well, I typically actually shoot more at an angle. If you notice, I can't really shoot straight. It's more of a like. Diagonally.
So when we're moving through time, it's okay to go straight forward, but the second you're old enough,
yeah, legacy nine is hypocrisy, I guess.
No, that's legacy 10. Isn't everyone's legacy a little bit hypocrisy?
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah, Percy, back me up on this. Yep. No, he says everyone's legacy is a little bit of hypocrisy.
He definitely said that.
But I had a feeling that when I walked in here that you guys would not appreciate what I had to say, so I had to disconnect your panic button.
Oh, and you came in with a gun? You thought we might not appreciate
it? It's weird, because back home, when you burst into a place with a gun yelling that you want to talk to people, it's just sort of okay.
Yeah, but we're not in space, Consum. We're in civilized country.
This is
we're
in God's country. We are in...
You think that Zarloff is God's country where you poison the air
for
poor little squids?
On accident.
We only poison the air a little bit compared to how much our Zarloffian overlords have poisoned it a lot. And we love them for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You wouldn't hate them.
Yeah.
Oh, I do hate the Zarloffian overlords.
Oh, wait, that's
Legacy 11. Oh.
Tell us about Legacy 11.
Yes, refresh us on Legacy 9 and then Legacy 11. In succession.
Wait, what was nine?
I believe, was the wire box one.
Yes.
Yeah, that's wire box.
And then 10 was hypocrisy.
It's all terrorism.
Yeah.
It's all terrorism.
And 11 is that I hate the Zarlafian overlords. Why do you think I asked Percy to make sure I died in the next 45 minutes? I can't take this anymore.
That's true. You can't go back to jail.
No, I cannot go back to jail.
I had a feeling when you came in here with your gun and disconnecting the wire boxes that you'd probably been in prison before.
There were context clues, I'm not going to lie. You seemed very leisurely with your concealed carry.
Well, again, it's more of an in-my-hand carry.
Yeah. Oh, there it is again. Yeah.
Concealed, but in my hand.
Now it's gone.
Yeah, see? There it is. Now it's gone. Yeah, no, I got really good at that in the slammer.
That was really impressive, yeah.
Yeah. No, I actually escaped from jail by concealing my gun.
So you could... Okay. You broke out of prison with the gun that you hid inside yourself.
Well, in my hand.
In your hand. Yep, I should be clear.
Yeah, please be clear about that. You know.
Mm. Breaking news! Somebody call the police! She has a gun!
No. I just have the gun. Well, I mean, no, you're right. I do have a gun, but I'm not going to use the gun. It's for my Bucher.
Tomlin, stop yanking on the door handle. It's not going to open from this side. Sorry, he's been doing that for a long time.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
He's not the sharpest knife in the oven, is he?
You should have heard his episode when we were gone.
You put knives in the oven?
Do you not? Where do you keep your knives?
Microwave, like everyone else.
Oh, yeah, like normal people.
Why would you keep your knives in the microwave?
He likes them.
See, the problem is when you keep them in the microwave, they heat up too quickly and unevenly. You've got to put them in the oven.
It's a balance thing.
It's a very important balance thing.
It's a balance.
Because when you're, you know, holding up a store or coming in to yell at people for poisoning your squid, you want to make sure you have a nice balanced weapon.
You know, I might have been... too judgmental with you. You really do seem to have a certain, I don't know if it's just the space consciousness, but you have a cadence. I feel like in another life, all of us could have been friends.
Oh, I don't think so.
No?
No, I can't be friends with Scarce fans.
That's completely fair. Mm. The reality is, Ron, and that's about all the time that we have left. And before you, I don't know if the whole plan was to shoot us before you put her off
yourself.
Oh,
no, I was never actually going to kill you. I just wanted to extort money out of you before I died.
Oh, it's just extortion.
It's extortion. I'm so sorry. I had
you really think that I wanted to murder people right before I died?
Ah, space constant hedonist!
Holy shit!
She's just dead. My God, where'd you come from?
Well, are you two all right?
Daniel Stormy! We left you in the past!
The what?
The past, Daniel, on the planet with the berries and the water.
What are you talking about? I've never been to the past. I live in the present.
This has been Live from Zarloff. I am Herc Dercules.
And I am very happy to see this individual, and I'm Ron Spackman.
And we'll see you next time, baby girl.
This has been Live from Zarloff, a Shoulder Knife production. Herc Dercules was played by Joey Fajone. Ron Spackman was played by Andrew Fajone. This episode featured special guests Nicole Horton as the Space Consonist and John Paul Fox as Daniel Stormy. Art design by Bernadette Schwagel. Audio production by Joey Fajone. Theme music by Andrew Fajone. Want to keep up to date with Shoulder Knife and never miss a new episode? Follow us on social media, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and follow Live from Zarloff on Spotify and wherever you listen to your podcasts. To support Shoulder Knife and have access to future exclusive content, join our Patreon. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
I agree with Herc. He did take one for the team for you. I'm sorry, I never got your name.
I wish this was a Tomlin episode.
I'm gonna need a second.
Oh, such, oh my God. Such so good, dude.